We are now joined by our political observer, Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, and thanks for getting up early. Appreciate it.
No problem. Following last night's primary results, it appears that we may be heading for a Trump-Clinton general election. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's so interesting. You know, they are really sort of defining themselves now. You know, Trump has a way of calling people names. It was lying Ted for Cruz. Now he's calling her dishonest. Crooked Hillary, I think that's what he calls her. And she, of course, is sticking to the issues so far. I mean, you know, she could go down the same road he's on and call him, Crazy Donald. Or Donald Duck, but she's not doing that because, there's a certain amount of, dignity that goes with the presidency, a dignity that he is not showing that apparently a lot of his followers enjoy, that he's being sort of TV-ish. That is something that is important to him, he thinks, in terms of his success. Now, I can only say that it now looks like it's going to be a Hillary and Trump election. And that's going to mean, of course, that right now Hillary is ahead of Trump in the polls, substantially. But that doesn't matter. Mike Dukakis was ahead of his opponent, too, and lost. So that things can really come together. Obviously, Trump has decided that Hillary's great vulnerability is the fact that she has done some things that might trouble some people. Look, the Sanders people are driving me nuts. They're calling me up. They're sending me emails and they're saying, I'm not going to vote for that woman for the same reason that Trump is going to be calling her out. This is going to be a very strategic election in that each of these candidates is going to have to identify each other.
Now, what about Bernie Sanders? Last night, Clinton, during her victory speech, called on Bernie to help her stop Trump. Will he support her?
You know, I know Bernie pretty well. I've interviewed him probably 100 times. I get a sense of a strong, strong character. I think his real motive here is to make sure that the Democratic Party embraces in their platform and other ways a very liberal center-left position. After all, the guy identifies as a socialist. He believes in many of the things that many of us believe in, and that's why he's doing what he's doing. On the other hand, I don't think he wants to go down in history as the man who sunk the Democratic Party in this election. I think he's a man of great principle. I think he thinks that he can have his cake and eat it, too, in terms of going to the convention, keeping everybody on track. Now, I want to point out that the platforms and the platforms that parties take are not always the things that get done later in the presidential term. But many of us think that it's important.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Alan.
And thank you again for getting up early in the morning and making it all work in David Gustina's absence.